Do you remember the electric Kool-Aid acid test? That's the buzz. Ken Kesey and the Merry Pranksters. Tom Wolfe wrote the book. And here's the original further, no. Bus further. Really are on top.
Yeah, they built like a cab, like a sort of a superstructure where they could sit on top.
Now, is this the second version?
But it's still
the original is still on the farm up in
Oregon. And
it's
sort of falling apart.
Yeah.
And this is a 39 harvester. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a 60 harvester.
Right.
And so you ended up at Hot Dog Beach, you were saying?
So this journey started out from Oregon, zigged and zagged across country. You're either on the bus or you're off the bus.
Were you with them?
No. I barely heard of them. In fact, when I first encountered them in London, I had no idea who they were.
So what year was that you encountered them in
69,
London?
When I met Ralph. Oh. Ralph was with these guys in London.
And you were
Ralph
on your
brings
way,
me to Santa Cruz.
But you were on your way from South Africa.
I was about to sail across the Atlantic, heading for California for graduate school, thinking I'm going to Berkeley or USC or UCLA or something. Mm-hmm. And I meet Ralph, and he says, come to UCSC. I said, UCSC, what's that? He said, University of California, Santa Cruz. I said, I've never heard of it. He said, well, it's brand new. Of course you haven't heard of it.
Where did you meet him, Ralph?
In a macrobiotic restaurant in London called Seed, and which is only about the size of this kitchen. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the size of this room.
Wow.
And it had four tables. Ken Kesey in the room, Merry Pranksters, Ralph Abraham, and several other people. They were probably 11 or 12 people. We were four. And it totally took up... At first we were here, we had the whole restaurant to ourselves. There was nobody there. Then this entire troop comes trooping in. So then they had to change the whole restaurant around, put all the tables along the back wall.
Right.
And then a friend of mine, or I was one of the girls I was sharing a house with in London, had a friend who was coming to this little farewell for me. He's a black photographer from New York named Reggie Jackson, like the famous baseball player.
Right.
And he had shown me a picture of this guy who looked like Jerry Garcia prior to that. And Reggie came, and it seemed like a total coincidence, but here were all of these people, along with
Mary
Ralph
Frankston's
Abraham.
With Ralph Abraham.
So Reggie said to me, Andrew, this is the man I wanted you to meet. Takes me across the room, introduces me to these guys. I had no idea who they were. And to Ralph, who then says, come to UCSC. So I sailed across the Atlantic, hitchhiked across country, came up north, got a ride out of Santa Barbara that took me straight to Esalen,
right.
Got in the hot spring baths at Esalen,
right.
And then was brought to Boulder Creek,
okay.
And ended up in Boulder Creek as a direct result of Ralph in London with these guys saying, come to UCSC. I find myself in Boulder Creek, and I just fell in love with Boulder Creek.
Wow.
Then when I finally left here and went to the East Coast, I ended up at the other end of their journey, which was Hot Dog Beach. My landlord owned, still does, Hot Dog Beach. It's a beach in the Hamptons.
In the Hamptons.
In the little, tiny little hamlet of East Quag, and it became our local beach. And if you read the electric Kool-Aid acid test, that journey ends at Hot Dog Beach.
Oh,
so that's kind of interesting.
Amazing. I didn't know that part.
Well, it's
wow.
sort of a strange synchronicity thing.
That's an amazing set of synchronous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was what this journey was all about.
And then prior to that, in 1970 or 71, my first wife, Blue, and I, and this cool English guy, Frank, and he spent a lot of time in Mexico, so he adopted the name Paco. He had a bus. And we traveled up into Oregon, going to the various intentional communities and ashrams and spiritual communities. We went to Kesey's place, and we stayed over there, but they were not very friendly.
Hmm.
It wasn't a very warm and welcoming thing. We found much, you know, on a spiritual level, we found much warmer people indeed elsewhere.
Yeah.
But it was just interesting to go there and see the old original bus decomposing in a corner there, you know?
Yeah.
And it's interesting because now Ralph is going to write an introduction to a book we're writing.
Ralph's mentoring our new book. Yeah.
And Ralph is a supporter of the DigiBarn and just gave us all his next cubes, his next computers, and gave us things.
Do you know what that is next? It was a whole sort of, I guess, in a sense, failed
a computer.
Steve Jobs
Mercurial
prior to the Windows.
Great machine.
Yeah, amazing thing. NEXT, the next computer system, the next.
And shall we go to the barn?
Let's go to the DigiBarn and see.